Welcome back to Lovers and Friends. Question for you. How good are you at
hand-to-mouth coordination? They need to move in the same way, at the same speed.
I've also heard before that it's best to go loose going down and tighter going up.
It's really the way the foreskin moves. You don't want to really like pull too hard, right, when you're going down, because it can be painful.
And also, when they suck your balls too hard.
Oh, yes, great, thank you. We need to talk about that.
Erections are driven by two states of mind, if you will, point and shoot. Parasympathetic is point, so when you're relaxed, it is an erection. And sympathetic is shoot. When you have that adrenaline response, that's when you have the ejaculation. They work together, the stimulation, but as well as the mental state that allows the erection to happen more easily.
Yes, on this episode, we are breaking down the art of oral sex on a penis. Raina Greenberg, a urologist, and a panel of men give their best tips for mind-blowing blowjobs.
Lovers and friends. Lovers and friends. I'ma take you on a trip, baby. I don't pretend. I said, lovers and friends. I'ma hold you down to the end. I said.
Welcome back to Lovers and Friends, a podcast about intimacy, sex, love, relationships, and dating. And for the first time ever, I'm bringing in a guest to sit with me in the intro.
I am. I'm here and I'm sitting.
Somebody who I love.
You do.
Somebody I have sex with.
You do.
And somebody who I date. Hi, Jared Brady.
I don't know if you date me, but...
I date you. We go on dates.
Yeah, but you're my wife. It's
okay. Anyhow, not getting into semantics today. I brought you here because this episode is all about oral sex on a penis. And as I was building this episode, our main guest is Raina Greenberg from Girls Gotta Eat. And I also had a urologist. And both of these are people with vulvas. They're women. And so I wanted to make sure I incorporated as much penis owner perspective as possible. So that's what you're here for.
I'm here with the POP.
You're also here for moral support.
I am.
We took off last week for the podcast because it was just overwhelming.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So we took a week just to get organized on the business side of the podcast, get a little bit more on top of our general life. We're doing some construction. So if you hear some bang bang in the background, that's us trying to make some space for the second baby who's arriving in T-minus 2 months. Hey. And that's where we're at right now. But we're really happy to be here. And I actually think it's a really good time for me making this episode because giving head is my favorite thing.
I love it. And I love when you do it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I think usually before being pregnant, giving head was like maybe like 15% of our sexual time. But now like I almost prefer doing that to anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I get to be, it's just position-wise, it's very comfortable. Like, moving doesn't seem appealing to me. And sometimes even receiving pleasure, the position to be in that is not always comfortable. But I feel like giving head is comfortable, and I love giving you pleasure. And playing is really what the theme of this episode is. Even though there is not this one-size-fits-all approach, there definitely is some basics that everyone should know. Starting off with anatomy. So I had a urologist named Dr. Reena Malik, and Reena Malik has over 1 million subscribers on YouTube with videos like how to make your penis longer, how to get more testosterone. And so I asked her, I was like, well, Dr. Reena, to put it blunt, is it fair to say that you're an expert on penises?
I would say so, yeah.
Well, we're in the right place then. I also asked her about the basic parts of the penis so that we can understand the foundation to bring the art to. And here's what she said.
If the man looks down, the top of his penis, that's the dorsal side of the penis. That's the corpora cavernosa. So those are what fill with blood during erections and get firm and hard. And then at the base of the penis, or the ventral side is what we call it, you have the urethra or the pee tube, and that's surrounded by by another spongy tissue that's called the corpora spongiosum, and that then expands at the tip of the penis to become the glans, which has, you know, also some structures associated with it. It has the corona, which is the ridge of the glans. and then the meatus, or the opening of the pee hole, and then it makes a V shape on the ventral side, and that's where the frenulum can attach from the foreskin. So there's like a little band of tissue there. And then if a man has foreskin, he also has prepucial foreskin, or the foreskin that covers the glands.
In terms of the spots, the hot spots on the penis, what would you say those are?
Some people do derive pleasure from palpation of the testicles, of the scrotum. But generally speaking, the majority of penis owners will derive pleasure from palpation of their glands and their shaft. And if you think about the penis, it's not just what you see. It actually goes further back into the body and then dives down. Just like if you've seen an anatomical picture of the clitoris, it kind of is very big on the inside. Similarly, the penis actually goes back and then downwards. And so that's why the perineum, palpating that area, or that's essentially the area between the scrotum and the anus, that area can also be pleasurable because there's actually erectile tissue behind there.
So we're looking at almost a strip from the tip to the booty hole.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, there are other parts of the body that if you look at brain studies, you'll actually see that if you stimulate different parts of the body, they stimulate areas of the brain very close to where genital stimulation occurs. So like ears, nipples, fingers, toes, that sorts of stuff. So while yes, the genitals are the hot spot, there's certainly other areas or erogenous zones of the body that you can focus in on.
So again, I think it's important to keep the basics in mind, kind of like the vulva. Like, you're aware of the various parts, the various spots, and that information allows you to apply the art to it.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the art of actually stimulating these several spots. So I scoured the internet for the best tips on how to give head. And now during my interview with Raina, I give my recipe. Raina gives her recipe at the end of the episode. Yourself and the crew from Enjoy give their recipe. So that's all that these are. They're individual ways of interpreting, I think, this basic information.
Yeah.
But I think foundationally, good head consists of these four parts.
Let's hear them.
Jared, you are here to confirm or deny this. Are you ready? Number one, penises need foreplay too.
No, 1,000%. 1,000%. I you got to mess with the shaft. I think a lot of people are like, oh, there's no feeling in there. But there's something about the anticipation that's going to build up the blood cells and get the man ready to get some good head.
Light touches, teasing licks, wet kisses, shallow sucks, and heavy breathing.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of heavy breathing. So here's the pro tip that I found that I was like, oh, that's an interesting way of thinking of it. To treat the overall penis shaft like it's a neck. So when you are in that process of giving foreplay, sucking on it like it's a neck, kissing it like it's a neck, light nibbles if your partner is into it like it's a neck. And then she also suggested to actually suck the frenulum itself.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
No, that could work.
Part number two to being incredible at giving oral sex, you need to know that it's a lot more than just sucking dick.
Yeah.
So yes, you want to focus on the slurping and the head and the licking, but the hands are just as instrumental.
The hands are arguably probably the most important part. Like they're a main character for sure. It's like B2K. There's obviously a lead singer. They're all part of B2K.
That's a better analogy. All right, so here's a pro tip I found about making the hand and mouth work together that, again, I've never tried this before. Taking your fingers and wrapping it around your lips to create a tighter suction with your mouth as you're moving your hand up and down.
I think you're overthinking it, guys.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a little overthinking.
Well,
I
let understand me try it.
No, yeah, go ahead. I think it's a little overthinking.
Tip number three is to be creative. Try different things. As long as you are committed to it and you're asking questions throughout, you probably can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Dr. Malik actually explained three things to keep in mind when you are being creative with the penis.
So if you think about the brain, the spinal cord, it has different areas in the spinal cord. There's pressure, right? So that's part of it. There's temperature, so warming lubricants, cooling lubricants, and also vibration. So adding vibration to the mix, so you do have other tools if you feel comfortable using them, is bringing, you know, some sort of sexual aid to the bedroom, commonly known as sex toys. And those can be very pleasurable, and vibrations are a very powerful stimulant even for penis owners, which we don't talk about often enough, but I think that those are great options as well.
Now, I know with you, you like temperature play.
Yeah.
And obviously you like differences in friction.
Yeah.
The vibration thing, that's a little debatable, right?
Yeah, although we did try something, it wasn't head, but there was some vibration stimulation happening. Maybe we'll revisit on another date to talk about it. But I was like, oh, maybe I could be into vibration because that was nice.
Ah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I never liked cock rings. I've never liked even like straight, you know, vibrating, you know, tools on top of my penis. I never really got into that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was the first time of an experience of a vibration that I was enjoying.
Okay, so here's a pro tip that I found about vibration and I thought that you might be interested in. And it was saying that while you are performing fellatio, to have a vibrator against your cheek or against your throat.
Okay, yeah, I could probably do that. Because I think that's what it is. With vibration, I need it to not be direct.
And this is where the get creative part comes, because there's probably somebody who wants direct vibration on the head,
yeah,
or on the nuts. And there are some people like yourself. So good to know.
Yeah.
Final tip. Tip number four is to go beyond the penis. There is obviously so much more when we get into the realm of the perineum and the balls and the prostate. We got three other episodes on our hands, so I'm going to try to keep it light with this one. Here's my basic understanding for how to include the balls and the perineum during oral sex. Very light and very liberal on the balls. So when I'm on the balls, I'm light, but I'm all over the place. I'm doing a lot. When I'm on the perineum, I apply a lot of pressure and I don't move a lot.
Yes. Yes, these are good tips.
Thank you, Jared.
These are great tips.
All right. Again, these are all tips that I have gotten from extensive research on the net. There was a great article in Pop Sugar that was how to give great blowjobs, which I highly recommend. I'll put in the show notes. Also, Beducated, who we've worked with in the past, they have a course on blowjobs. I took a lot of those tips from there. But again, just listen, have an open mind, and hopefully you'll gain some insight in how to be your partner's best oral sex partner ever.
I was going to say, it's such an easy low lift. Like, there's no pressure. Any man who's getting oral sex is just happy he's getting oral sex. Like, it could be the worst. He's going to be so happy that he's still receiving
it. True.
I don't know. I've never complained.
I hate this about you. Can I just say that?
Why?
Because it makes the work that I've put in
no, it's
seem
great.
Senseless.
No, it is
great.
Because
you're like, sure, no, do all that, no, but you no, could have no, just no. given me
no, no, no,
box-made
no, 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 no,
craft
no.
dinner.
No, that's not true. We know the difference, and we could tell the difference, but I'm just saying, for anybody who's like stressed out about giving head, he's happy.
Thank you so much, Jared. You're going to be back later on in the show with your brother
yeah.
and with Los. It's an Enjoy the Podcast meets Lovers and Friends podcast collaboration
yep.
where you guys are going to be sharing more tips, but you shared a lot today and I appreciate you.
Of course.
Let me also say thank you to Dr. Rena Malik, who you can find at youtube.com/C/RenaMalikMD or go to Instagram/RenaMalikMD. And now it's time to talk about our big, shiny, starring guest. Raina Greenberg is half of Girls Gotta Eat, a top-charting comedy podcast about dating, sex, and relationships hosted by Raina and Ashley Heseltine, who you should remember from one of our top episodes here on Lovers and Friends titled, Just So You Know, We're Not Fucking.
I think we have it in our heads that guys just want to fuck, you know, they just want to, and some guys do, but like, let's just talk about kind
and
of like
some
the,
would do.
Yeah, exactly. But you can have a hot, sexy makeout. You can do, you know, hand stuff, like whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have sex.
Yeah, guys like a makeout, but we like to fuck.
You're going to speak as a representative for all penis carriers?
Not all, but the majority. A lot of guys, most of us, are not going to be satisfied with just a makeout session. There are some that will be. I'm not saying all of them, but for the majority, I would say probably 70-30 want sex.
Girls Gotta Eat discusses everything from sexual fetishes to finances. They bring in regular guests, including therapists, comedians, and authors. And fun fact, I am a guest on their episode this week called The Rules of Fuck Buddies and Sexual Slumps with Shambudram. So, more reason to go and check them out. And at the end of this interview, I actually want to give you another amazing reason to invite more Raina and Ashley in your life in every way, because they recently launched their own sex toy line, Vibes Only. But again, we're going to dive into Vibes Only after we hear about Raina deep diving on people's penises. So, you got that bomb pussy. That's what the streets are saying.
We're jumping right
in. Do you identify with the term bomb pussy?
I've never thought about it, but I guess so. If a guy was like, do you have that bomb pussy? I'd be like, yeah. I just like talking about what I'm going to enjoy and then building anticipation. And I think that it makes the sex like so explosive.
Okay. Well, is that good enough? I'm very pleased. I'm very excited right now.
Great.
I would love to start with blowjobs. You guys have an entire 1 hour plus episode that is titled this. What is the secret to an incredible blowjob?
So I feel like the first thing that you have to get out of your head is that like I'm doing this thing for somebody else and I hate this and this is not enjoyable and this is just for him. It should be something that you enjoy. It should be a part of foreplay that's really fun for you and that you feel like I am giving somebody pleasure they can't give themselves. This is fun to watch my sexual partner move their body like that and moan and know that like I am doing that. I control the power to do that. So I think it's fun to reframe it as like something you have to do into something like you really want to do because it's a fun way to do foreplay. And when I say foreplay, that brings me to my second best tip, which is that you don't have to finish the job. If you get it in your head that like, I don't know how fast you're going to make him come. I don't know where the cum's going to go. I don't know how long it's supposed to be going. My eyes are watering and I'm gagging and there's spit dripping down my chin. Just suck somebody's dick for like 2 to 3 minutes and hop on top. You don't have to like go so hard until you finish. So once you get out of your head that you have to finish a blowjob and that this is something that you're going to enjoy, I think it just like unlocks this thing in you where you're like, oh, I can do this for 2 minutes. It's like this fun thing. And then I can go do something I enjoy. Great. Takes all.
Can you call yourself bomb? And this is actually fascinating for me to think about. Can you say that you're great at it if you're not a finisher and a closer?
I think you can. And I will finish. It just depends. Like I can finish some days. Some days I don't want to. Some days I'd rather have sex. But yeah, I think that you can be like a connoisseur of sucking dick. You could be bomb at it and not finish it every single time. And a lot of guys aren't going to come and then go down on you. I mean, if you found that guy, hold tight to him. He's amazing. But yes. I want to enjoy myself too. So, you know, I think that a blowjob for a little bit of time is a part of the sexual experience. It doesn't have to be the whole sexual experience.
I like that as well, too, because it also allows for more freedom with your technique, right? Because we all have techniques that we know can get somebody there. And then there's some things that you do that are just out of creativity. I was on Horrible Decisions. They pulled me on stage for their live show, and they were like, give a tip for blowjobs that people have never heard before. And I was like, shouldn't I have gotten a heads up? Like, how am I supposed to come up with this creative thing on the go? And so I was like, biting. And they were like, what? What? Why would someone like that? And I was like, well, it's not like biting for pleasure. It's kind of similar to BDSM. Like you bite the actual shaft itself and then I bite and then I melt into like a kiss. I melt into a makeout. And it's not a thing that I do that's about like getting my partner to orgasm. Instead, it's building arousal in general. And yeah, a session to your point wherein I don't really plan on finishing, I might really just do that. I might do breath play. I might do temperature play. I might mix it up between teeth and lips. And yeah, the end goal may not actually be orgasm, but to build the person up. So I love the idea that, yeah, not every time do you have to go in there like clocking in for work and I'm finishing and once my job is done. It's like, no, you can decide. This is a freelance job. Like when you decide that the day is done, leave.
I totally agree. And to your point, like the biting, it's not something I've ever tried and it's not something anybody's ever asked of me. But I think if you say to your partner, teach me how to suck your dick, it's so hot. But also they're going to teach you how to suck their dick.
Right. And I think it's a mix though, because the biting one, I didn't learn because someone told me. It was like in reading a book and then someone was describing their blowjob and I was like, oh, and then I tried it on my partner. So I think that's kind of like where the mix is always. I always talk about that. There's like a yin and yang between like being intuitive to someone's body, being curious, and also gathering new tips and information and bringing that to your partner. So with that to be said.
The internet. That's your friend. Just Google stuff.
The internet is your friend. Podcasts are your friend. When it comes to actual techniques that can wow, again, not going to wow everybody because some people are not going to like things. Some people are going to like things. But what have you found has been like, oh, like these are some secret moves.
Well, it's really funny because I was making a video for our app and I'm not going to keep plugging this, I promise, but I was making a video about best blowjob tips and I was doing it with a friend who was helping me film. And he was like, you know what you have to tell women that like, I feel like is like always, he was like hand to mouth coordination. They need to move in the same way at the same speed. And I was like, Do people not know this? So very baseline, just make sure that your hand is going up and down with your mouth. You can cover a lot more surface area. You don't have to go as far down on the dick. I just think that like baseline, that's really important. I think you can vary speeds and intensities. I think that you can play with other senses while you're doing that. You can use like your nails to tickle somebody's stomach or their balls or their thighs. I think if you want to get like a little more adventurous, you can definitely like play with somebody's taint or their butthole. Guys like it. I would ask if somebody is into butthole play before I just go right in. I think that you can take a break every once in a while, look somebody in the eye while you're moving your hand up and down their dick and just spit on it. Make sure it's really wet. Rub a dick on your mouth. Rub it on your tits. Like, play around. Like, we're just having fun here.
Yes, I love that. Playing around and making it fun for yourself. I remember this tip that I read in Cosmo years ago that was like the ultimate that a person with a vulva can do when giving a blowjob is to pleasure themselves. So like we have these, I always say that you got these extra hands, right? So you probably have one because majority of people with penises like hand and mouth at the same time. So you probably got one that's there. The second one, to your point, can be acting as a cock ring or is doing a little ball torture or ball pulling or ball tickling. It could be doing the thighs or it could also be doing yourself. But yeah, I totally
concur. I love your tip. I love your tip that you should touch yourself. I think that you can put on a show and enjoy it also. I feel really turned on by giving my partner pleasure. And so like I think it's just a natural thing to touch yourself while you're doing it. And most things are not weird. I think we're like afraid to fly our freak flag sometimes and somebody's gonna like go to brunch and tell all their friends like this girl did this thing, it was so fucking weird. I've never heard a man say that in my entire life. I've never like had met up with my guy friends and heard like this person did this thing, it was so disgusting, it was wild, can you believe this? Most people are like, I've never seen this before, it was amazing. You know, you're not going to scare people. And if you're worried you're going to scare people, you can of course draw boundaries. Everybody should feel safe. But to just start like pleasuring yourself while you're giving oral sex, like everybody will love that. I think it's an amazing tip.
I would love to hear a story from you of a time that you recently gave head and just what you did step by step so that we can just like, oh, that was an interesting idea.
I was in this like mansion on the cliffside of Malibu and I woke up in the morning next to this guy who I had slept with the night previously. And he had a hard dick. So I was like, I'm gonna put that in my mouth now. And I like to sort of like roll over and like tease somebody a little bit before I just like shoot right down there. So I like to use my hand a little bit, get somebody like really hard, get them like really going. And I mean, typically, I mean, I sleep naked. So I think it's nice if you're naked while you're doing it and somebody can like really watch a great show. I think you can go slower and like just start to stroke it with your hand a little bit. You can like rub your tits on somebody's dick. So I like to do that. I don't know how much else to tell you. I don't know. All I sucked it. His dick. And sex. I did all the things. I don't know.
Did you make it really wet? Sorry, I'm making this so awkward now. So did you get it really, really wet? Was it dry? Did you just spit?
Did
you use lube? Did you do the twisting motion?
I don't use lube usually. I'm usually just straight up and down unless somebody requests the twisting motion. I feel like it's like not necessary unless somebody is really requesting it off of the menu. I'm usually just straight up and down and I let my mouth follow my hand. And just to like keep perfect motion, I let the base of my hand touch my mouth so that like I know exactly how fast to go up and down at the same time. And I'm probably not doing it for super long, like 3 or 4 minutes. And then I like to just get on top. And I don't really usually finish it in the morning because I'm like trying to get mine. So that's what I did. And everybody had fun.
How do you feel about deep throating? Underrated, overrated, necessary?
I don't know. I think a guy wants to feel like his dick is so huge, you're like choking on it. I don't usually do it unless somebody's like, I want you to choke on my dick. I don't know. It's not typically on my list of things I'm doing. Do you think people love it? And do you love doing it?
I will offer it. I mean, I don't enjoy it. I mean, it's a question people ask a lot. Like, how do you work against your gag reflexes or how do you get as deep as possible? And I'm like, all the techniques about, you know, breathing in while you're actually going that way, breathing through your nose constantly, ultimately, like, yeah, hang on for dear life. But it's not my favorite at all. But I think that I'm great at giving oral sex. I think I give head better than the best of them, but I don't think that if it was a deep throat competition, yeah, I'm not winning and I'm okay with that.
why are you better than the best of them? Like, why are you so good at it?
I think because I'm not afraid of looking foolish, like you said. I'm not afraid to try different things. I don't even necessarily know if I have a set technique. I'm always experimenting. I make it different. I hum, I use cold breath, I use hot breath, I use teeth, I use feet, I use boobs, I slap it against my face sometimes, I'll sniff it, I'll kiss it, I'll rub it against my neck, whatever, like, and I get the balls involved. I'm very keen on the balls. I start there, and I'm also really big on, like, starting at the taint and then moving it all the way up, like, almost like building the pressure that way. I just get involved. It's all I get involved, and I get them involved, so I think that's why I'm great.
Like, it's like raising children. I get involved. I go to the parent. Yeah,
I'm there. I'm involved. My hand's there. My shoulder's there.
You said something and I wanted to explore it. You said cold breath. Are you using like ice cubes in your mouth? Or you
I
mean
could.
Like not just like.
But even just the difference of and right?
Okay.
So even just that, because once something is wet, right, it's going to be able to take the temperature so much better. So once you've already started to go, and especially for me, like before I even start to give somebody's head, I might actually like cover it so they can't see, like because my hands are covering, and then just do hot breath for anticipation. Just like giving that. So I think I like to play. And I think that what you just described is exactly that. And you use the word play literally. Yeah, have a great time and be creative. And I think that the times that I'm good are not always the times that I'm the fastest. Like there are times I can give head and within 2 minutes, like you're knocked out. But when I'm actually like, no, that was a great performance, it might have taken a lot longer.
Yeah, and you can take your time. I just like the idea of playing. I like that like sex is just exploration and foreplay, and we're not always like rushing towards this goal. Listen, sometimes I am rushing towards it. Sometimes I'm like 7 minutes, I want to be out of here. I'm busy, I'm tired, I got stuff to do. But take your time and just try different stuff. And I love that you said that you vary it every time, because sometimes you're with a partner and they've explained to you the script for what they like, and you do that script every day, and then it's boring. Like it. You start to make the muscle numb, you know, because there's no novelty to it.
Yes, exactly. And then, yeah, you lose the magic. And I think, too, like, I don't try to prepare for not being married anymore. But I'm also like, if I only suck Jared's dick one way, that's all I'll be able to know how to do. I got to make sure that I've got an arsenal of different tools available. So if the next person, I remember when Jared first gave me oral sex, I was like, oh, this is how your ex-girlfriend liked it. Like, it was so specific. And it was like a repetitive technique that he used that I was like, oh, this is exactly how this last person liked it, versus going in there and be like, I'm gonna try 20 different things and I'm gonna see what catches. So I kind of want to be that person.
That's so funny. And it's so funny to be cognizant of it, because like my ex and I had sex, like the things he would say to me in bed were like so dirty and like I don't think like demeaning, degrading. And I don't think a lot of people would like it. I imagine him like going to another sexual experience and saying that stuff. And so he'd be like, what the fuck did you just call me?
Which tees us up perfectly, because now let's talk about dirty talk, the art of dirty talk.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes.
It cuts kind of dramatically on that one, because originally when I interviewed Raina, it was just about like tips for being great in bed, period. But then after we talked extensively about oral, I was like, this should be an episode by itself. So you are definitely going to hear her in future episodes dive into dirty talk, because she gave some really great tips. Actually,
my ex used to call me his like filthy little fuck doll, and I would like, I loved it.
So look forward to Raina coming back in the future. Also look forward to the rest of this episode, because I still have a panel of men come in to weigh in the tips that we've discussed thus far, and plus to give some tips on their own. But before we get to that interview, I've got to say thank you to Raina, and I've also got to tell you guys about their new sex toy line, Vibes Only. Raina, you can listen to every single week on Girls Gotta Eat the podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also follow her daily on her Instagram at instagram.com/Raina.Greenberg. And now, Raina breaks down the joy and the inspiration and the good vibes behind Vibes Only. I'm just like fascinated, because I know you guys had this incredible sex toy line that you've just launched, which is such a huge undertaking today in a different way than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was huge because you're like, what are your parents gonna say? And what's the world gonna say? And like, will you even be allowed at the airport anymore? Mm-hmm. And now I feel like the market is so saturated. I mean, I think maybe just from my vantage, there's so many different product lines out there. To know that you're creating something really uniquely special for people, you gotta know some shit. So I'm guessing you know some shit, because you've made an incredible line.
We, of course, crowdsourced our audience to say, like, what do you like? Ashley and I know what we like. I'm very similar to you. I'm in this business of relationship and dating advice, so people bring me sex toys a lot. I have a lot of different lubes and toys that are a solo toy or a shared toy. I discovered masturbating really young and always really enjoyed pleasuring myself, so I've had a lot of market research on myself.
Yes. And what do you think is, like, the unique thing that your product offers that you're like, this is where we're improving the game in a way that just hasn't been done before?
Oh, girl, thank you for asking. Every toy has a proprietary Bluetooth chip inside of it, and it connects to an app, which is the Vibes Only app, and there's a remote control for your toys. So it unlocks all these different intensities, patterns, pulsations. In the app, we have all these stories, and people dirty talk to you. So men and women, you can immerse yourself in these dirty talk experiences. So, like, one that I really like is this, like, girl's trip, and, like, your girlfriend that you're with on this trip, like, your friend that's a girl is like, you know, I've, like, thought about this a long time and I'm really attracted to you and how do you feel, and then she talks dirty to you and the app is powering your toy the whole time. So it's really fun that the toy, like, sort of edges you and goes up and down, and we control how fast it goes and what the patterns are. And I always say I'm a very lazy masturbator. I don't want to do much, so you can literally lay there and the app talks dirty to you and your toy goes up and down in intensity. It's really fun.
Welcome to Lovers and Friends, guys.
Hosted by us, not by that shampoo dram lady. I'm not a big fan of deep throating.
Neither am
That's
I.
That's just not very comfortable.
No, neither am I. I don't really care for deep throating. I think the deep throating doesn't really do anything. I think
sometimes
it's just like
sometimes, I'm not going to lie, that shit makes me crack up when they do that shit, bro.
honestly, I don't think most women, I've had...
I can think of one woman
who was able to, like, when she deep throated me, she did like shit with her tongue, which was, that was fire, because it was like,
bro, actually
all the
I
way
had,
in there and moving around it. But yeah, like, for the most part, it just feels like you're like hitting a wall.
One girl, she moved her tongue like back and forth, bro. That shit was actually
that's
crazy.
Yeah, while being deep throated, yeah, if you can do tongue tricks while you're deep throating, for
then
sure.
Point, yeah.
But if you're just deep throating and just crying for no reason, you know, tearing up.
I had a girl when she deep throat and she was able to like flex her throat muscles.
Right. If you can do tricks while you're deep throating, go for it. But
even then, even then, it was like,
Yeah. Right. If given the choice of head with no deep throat or head with a deep throat, I'd probably go without
no
the
deep
throat.
Yeah.
I can do without.
Okay. Is there any other part of the body that you want her to use while giving you head?
Titties.
I knew you were going to go there.
Titties.
So you want to put them
make
together?
The sandwich. Yeah. Make the sandwich. Make the sandwich, ladies. Let the head pop out and do your thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I had a girl who be twerking when she gave me heads. That's cool.
That's a nice
No,
visual.
But did you, do you
nice
want
view.
Her to... Yeah. Touch your dick with any other part of her body.
Oh, I've never had a woman give me a little foot massage or nothing like that. I never had a foot job.
This might sound derogatory,
so I don't know
but
if I'll
I
try
like
that.
When she's giving me head and then she takes the dick out and like smacks
her face
cheek
with
it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's cool.
Okay.
I wonder, do women do that because they like it or because they think we like it?
I think
probably
both.
We
both?
Like it. Why would they like it though?
Because she like so big, like bow.
Oh, that's you, bro. That's you,
like,
bro.
Oh my God.
That's you, dog. There's no way in hell that woman is sticking that in herself. There's no way in hell.
It's so big, I just gotta slap my face with it.
It's like, oh my God, look how
big
it is.
But to
like,
Craig's point, I have seen some booties and some tits. I'm like, that ass is so big, I just wanna. You might be onto something, my brother.
Okay,
let us know in the comments, ladies. Do you slap the face with the dick because you like it or because you think we like it? I don't know.
Is a woman pleasuring herself while giving you head a plus?
Go for it.
1,000%.
Break out the vibrator.
You said, wait, one more time?
Is a woman flicking the bean while she's giving you head? Does that do it for you?
What? Is a woman pleasuring herself while giving you head? Is that a plus?
Oh, yeah.
That's a turn on. Yeah. Do
all
it.
Right. Fill in the blank. A tip / technique I like to pass on when it comes to giving head is blank.
Use your hands.
It's making sloppy.
The wetter the better.
Make it sloppy. Yeah, don't want no dry head. Like,
the wetter the better.
Don't be afraid to drool, spit. I'm saying, like, if your nose is running, let shit.
Let it run.
Let it run. This is extra lubricant.
I would say in the very beginning, slow, steady. Mm-hmm. Don't go off the top hitting the head with the hand and doing all the extra tricks. Like, build into that. Build into that. Slow, steady first, and then you can start implementing the twists and turns. But before you get there, slow and steady first.
Yeah, they'd like be surprised rotation. How easily like. How little they need to give good head, I think.
Yeah, I like if I'm getting head, I like her the bottom of her palm to press on my gooch, like a pressure, like pushing up. Yeah, I like that.
I think pressure and temperature are right, like neck and neck for me.
Yeah,
vibration wise, like that's not really been a thing for me. Like, although I did have a lady. Put a vibrator against my gooch when she was giving me some head.
That's nice, right?
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Receiving head can be unenjoyable for you if the giver is blank.
Using too much teeth.
Watch the teeth.
Yeah, watch some teeth. Don't chomp on it. It ain't a chew toy.
Yeah, and also when they suck your balls too hard.
We didn't even talk about that.
She's like, I've done it before. I'm like, not that hard. Like, chill.
I don't know what dude is out here meeting these women, convincing them that we
pull on that joint.
Y'all be sucking on balls like they like, yo, they will. You could injure them.
Yeah, that bitch about to pop.
You cannot suck on the balls with the same vigor that you suck on the dick.
Yes,
it is.
No.
They are not the same. The balls
matter of fact,
are sensitive.
No ball sucking. Just lick it.
You can do like light sucking,
but even then, there's no. They don't have no.
It
gauge.
Doesn't even do much for me to be honest.
They don't have no gauge.
Care.
No ball sucking.
I like my balls played with and licked.
Played
and
with
sucked,
and lick.
But if you're sucking them. It ain't a fucking milkshake from In-N-Out.
It should not hit the back of your throat.
Helping the women out and helping us by the fact, though.
You wish more people would not be afraid to blank while giving head.
Oh, get out of your body. Just let go. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to stay so pretty. You can get a little.
Spit on it. Jared?
I wish more people would not be afraid to make eye contact.
Ooh, I like some good eye contact. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Hopefully, Shane can use some of this. We'll
pick up some tips and tricks.
Hey, 1, 2, 3. Hey.
Woo! Hopefully, after listening to this episode, you feel ready to give advice on how to give the best oral sex to a penis ever in life. If you do feel that magic, sprinkle it on over at the rate and review section wherever you're listening to this podcast. That little bit of effort goes a very, very long way. And let me tell you guys, we're not missing weeks going forward. We are going the long haul with this podcast. I have recorded so many incredible interviews with fascinating people, and I actually want to give you a tease of what next week has to offer, because it's one of the most fascinating conversations I've had, period, let alone on this podcast.
You know, I love to see him eating the meal that I cooked. I love seeing him sleep easy. Like every night, like clockwork, I scratch this man's back to sleep. And I know when he's asleep because I can tell when his breathing changes. And some people might think that's psychotic, but that's like, I just know that's when I'm like, oh, I can stop now. But I find joy in being your rest. And it shouldn't be conditional.
A part of that lack of conditions, too, means that you do your duty joyfully regardless of what's being done for you.
That's it. I do my duty joyfully regardless of what is happening to and for me. You know, now some days I might be more cheerful than others because I have my own stuff going on. You know, and there's times where it's like, I don't even want to say what's going on with me because, again, I know how to deal with me and my pain. You know, I'll cry in the shower and keep it moving.
Actor, comedian, model, inspirational speaker, Jasmine, aka Watch Jazzy, is the guest on next week's episode, and she breaks down the art of submissiveness in relationships. It was a fascinating, controversial conversation that I cannot wait to have with all of you. So make sure you find your butts back here next week, because I'll be here. And I promise you, I'm going to keep being here. So keep coming back. I love you. Bye.
Lovers and friends. Lovers and friends. I'm going to take you on a trip, baby. I don't pretend. I said, lovers and friends. I'm going to hold you down to the end. I said, lovers and friends. Lovers and friends. Yeah, I said.
Lovers and Friends. I'ma hold you down, down to the end.
Lovers and Friends is executive produced by Shared Entertainment Shambudram, also produced by Two West Entertainment and Workhouse Media. The Lovers and Friends theme song is produced by Sean Ross and performed by Jared Brady, who also does the scoring and sound design.